World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Ichiko Alba makes ambient-infused folk music that feels otherworldly. The Japanese singer-songwriter often takes you there with just a guitar, her voice, and some strings. Alba is also an award-winning film composer and contributed music to the Legend of Zelda video game series. Her new album is called Luminescent Creatures. It was inspired by her travels to the Ryukyu Archipelago. Coming up, a mini-concert with Ichiko Alba, recorded at the Paramount Theater in Denver. Plus, later in the hour, new music from Lana Del Rey. Join us, won't you? This is World Cafe. You can't chase a ghost when it's gone.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A missing Cloquet woman was found dead Sunday. Cloquet police began searching for 62-year-old Jane Corpola and her partner, 64-year-old Daniel Latterall, in late May. Both are vulnerable adults, and there was concern for their mental health and safety. The Aiken County Sheriff's Office found an SUV belonging to Latterall on Sunday in a remote area 2 miles north of Aiken. Investigators found a body nearby believed to be Corpola. Cloquet police found items of clothing belonging to Latterall near the scene during a search Monday. Search efforts are ongoing. Several Minnesota sheriffs and jail medical providers are suing the state over a new law concerning prescription medications for inmates. Chelsea Perkins looked into the lawsuit and has more.
The law requires jails to administer meds to incarcerated people if they were prescribed before they arrived. The complaint argues the law would take away discretion from local providers to determine what's best for the inmates and the situation. The sheriffs say it isn't always possible to confirm someone's prescription in a timely manner, especially because inmates arrive at all hours. Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang is one of the sheriffs in the suit against the Minnesota Department of Corrections. He says they work to obtain medical records and confirm prescriptions as soon as possible. But in the meantime, they need to rely on the medical professionals in the jail and not necessarily take an inmate at their word.
You get somebody that comes in and says, hey, I'm on Ambien, but the guy's under the influence. We have to give them Ambien, you know, and it's like the doctors aren't going to, they don't want to do that, which makes sense because you don't want to mix alcohol and Ambien.
The lawsuit says complying with the law could result in harm or death to inmates and in civil liability for violating their constitutional rights. Not complying, on the other hand, could put a jail's license in jeopardy.
We don't take medicine unless we order the medicine, so we know exactly what it is. It's in a blister pack.
WCCO reports those who helped craft the legislation say the need for reform is because people have suffered serious health consequences without their prescriptions. The law was supposed to take effect on Tuesday, but Attorney General Keith Ellison agreed to postpone until August 1st while the court considers an injunction. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Internet provider Midco says the vast majority of its system is back online following the Bemidji storm. Midco teams identified over 300 damaged locations and say as commercial power is restored, smaller isolated damages to its plant are being repaired. The Midco Foundation also donated $7,000 to the American Red Cross to assist recovery efforts in Bemidji and Jamestown, North Dakota. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union says it has donated $25,000 to recovery efforts. It's also offering a new loan option to support Bemidji and surrounding communities. Home equity disaster relief loans aim to cover a gap in requested funding and what's covered by insurance. The option is available until the end of August and is open to members and non-members. United Way of 1000 Lakes presented this year's Volunteer of the Year Award last month. Danny Freyer fills us in on the winner.
This year's annual recognition goes to Shannon Antela of Great Tales Animal Rescue. Antela is the co-founder and president of the rescue organization. The volunteer-based shelter works to find permanent homes for stray, abandoned, or surrendered animals in Itasca County. United Way presented the award at their 2025 Community Impact Celebration last month. The other finalists for the award included Anthony Schaller with Itasca County Habitat for Humanity and Madeline Schumann with Grace House, as well as Dorothy Duquette with the Boys and Girls Club of Grand Rapids and Greenway. Danny Freyer, KAXE News.
The Superior National Forest Resource Advisory Committee will make funding recommendations at its upcoming meeting. The committee will consider Title II project proposals. These funds are distributed as grants for protection, restoration, and enhancement of fish and wildlife habitat, or for other natural resource projects that would benefit federally managed land. The committee will meet virtually at 1 p.m. Monday. Find more information at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
From NPR's World Cafe, hey, I am Kaleo. Today, you are in for a treat. There is something incredibly delicate, yet steadfast, about the songs of our guest. For the last 15 years, Ichiko Alba has made otherworldly folk music that's heavily inspired by nature. The Japanese singer-songwriter has composed film soundtracks and even contributed music to the Legend of Zelda video game series. She traveled to the Ryukyu Archipelago to capture field recordings for her latest album, Luminescent Creatures. Ichiko Alba joins us today for a mini-concert recorded at the Paramount Theater in Denver, playing songs from throughout her catalog. Let's start with the song Kokoro no Sekai, which translates to Realm of the Heart. It's Ichiko Alba on World Cafe.
Thank you. Thank you.
stunningly beautiful. That is Ichiko Aoba, recorded live at the Paramount Theater in Denver, performance of Aurora. It's from her latest album, Luminescent Creatures. Thanks so much to Ichiko Aoba and also Lily Wen for recording and mixing the set. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
The World Cafe is brought to you by People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dan Gannon. Bemidji residents dealing with storm cleanup can go to the United Way of Bemidji and the Community Resource Connections, who are coordinating storm relief efforts like debris removal and more for residents on private property. Find resources at 218-333-0880 or crcinform.org. Donations to the Disaster Recovery Fund can be made at unitedwaybemidji.org. Nonprofits may apply for funding on behalf of their clients or organizations. We receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Happy Dancing Turtles Summer Bingo Scavenger Hunt is going on now through July 31st. The challenge is to take photos of items on your bingo card and then submit online. The more bingos you find, the more chances to win a bigger prize. Find more details and register at happydancingturtle.org. Now back to the World Cafe.
Well, that was really cool. Glad we got to do that. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo, contributing host. Ichiko Aoba in performance, Luminescent Creatures, available now if you're looking for some otherworldly ambient folk. Highly suggest you check it out. And that mini concert available at worldcafe.org. We're checking out. And don't forget, our Sense of Place series for Italy is up now in its entirety. That's at the website as well. Let's whistle, if you can. Peter Bjorn and John with Young Folks.
I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free, but that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. I feel fine and I feel good. I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean. I don't think you're what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I'll get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you say the words that I can't say.
Great one-hit wonder, a cover of New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. It's Frente. A lot of people think Frente is the voice that you were hearing. I certainly thought so, but Frente is actually Angie Hart, a member of the Australian trio Frente. It's a band name, not a person name. I feel better knowing that. How about you? Here's new music from Lana Del Rey. Henry, come on.
Explaining
born to be the one to hold the hand of the man who flies too close to the sun. Singers and their lonely rides to Houston doesn't really make for the best.
You know, settle down, darling.
Thank you.
One time I talked to Paul Weller and we couldn't run the interview because there were a lot of bird sounds in the background. I tried to argue we were at an arboretum. They wouldn't have it. My ever-changing moods from Paul's band, The Style Council. Stay close. We've got new music from Saint Etienne on the way when we get back to World Cafe.
Hope you're having a great Thursday morning, and thanks for listening to The World Cafe on Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. The Loon Country Arts Building in Bemidji is closed due to storm damage, but they'll hold a creative cafe Saturday, July 5th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Beltrami County History Center. Artist Kathy Sanders will help you create a patriotic tile trivet. We receive support from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. And we'd like to thank Mississippi Music, a weekly summer concert series at the Bemidji Waterfront featuring live music, food vendors, a beer garden, and more. On Wednesday, July 9th, Mike Gunther and the Total Crapshoot take the stage starting at 6 p.m. The event is open to all, no tickets required. More on Facebook at Mississippi Music at the Bemidji Waterfront. Coming up today at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be Dave Peterson until 4. And this evening from 7 to 10, your volunteer on the river host will be Old Man River. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe on KAXE, KBXE.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. After 35 years, trip-hop and indie pioneer Saint Etienne calling it a career. They're not breaking up. They're just saying they're going out with a bang on this, their final studio album, which is called International. Here is the first single from it, Glad. New music from Saint Etienne.
Sorry. doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. From some other beginning's end.
You are listening to World Cafe.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart, cut the cord. Are we human? For the answer.
sign is vital. My hands are cold and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. You've got to let me know.
Yeah.
The album is 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia, and it is one of my favorites. Bohemian Like You from the Dandy Warhols, putting the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Once again, thanks to our mini concert guest, Ichiko Alba. If you missed it, you can find it at worldcafe.org. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by Columbia Records, with Barbara Streisand's new album, The Secret of Life, Partners, Volume 2, featuring 11 duets with Paul McCartney, Ariana Grande, Bob Dylan, James Taylor, Hozier, and others. Available where music is sold.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Weather in our listening area today, Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to high 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday, looking at showers and thunderstorms, likely sunny, highs 88 to 92, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher. Bemidji City residents dealing with storm cleanup are asked to be vigilant about storm damage scammers. Find a list of verified tree service providers at the Bemidji Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. KAXE's future is on the line. The U.S. House recently voted to rescind federal funding for public media. The Senate is next. Public media like KAXE brings you fact-check news, connection to community, and great music free to everyone with no paywall. Public radio stations play a critical role in getting timely, accurate emergency information to the public, especially in rural and underserved areas. Proposed cuts will hit rural and tribal stations the hardest. Now is the time. Tell Congress, protect the funding that keeps KAXE and stations like us on the air. ProtectMyPublicMedia.org.